Hi, it's Brittany Phillips again, and you're back with the Gilded Time Traveler. Today we're discussing Celtic Woman, one of my favorite groups. If you have an affection for folk music, especially Irish and Celtic folk music, then I think you're going to enjoy this episode. So let's begin. Okay. So, where I want to begin is the first time I ever heard the name Celtic Woman. Someone I knew and their son talked about watching them, usually on PBS, and I saw them, and I didn't think much about it, but I was younger. They said that they would usually buy tickets and go see them, and then whenever I met my now husband, his family also would talk about how his dad would take his mother and his aunt and uncle, and they would make a whole night of it and go see them. And I don't remember the first time that I actually truly sat down and listened to them, to be honest, but when I did, I just fell in love with it a few years ago. And anyone who knows me, and you'll be able to tell also on this podcast, I have Irish background and Scottish background, and I feel like I have a pretty good knowledge about Celtic Woman. I'm slightly obsessed with them, but I hope that you guys won't fault me if I do get anything wrong. So, when I began listening to them, it made me realize how much I wanted to get back in touch with my Irish roots. And some of it is sang in Gaelic. And if you don't know what that is the language that was spoken by Irish people and Scottish people. Now, you know, they speak English, but we're not going to get into the whole England and Scotland or Ireland debacle today. Also, I want to apologize to any of my listeners. I know I've been missing for a few weeks, but my tiniest one had surgery, and as you know, I'm a photographer, and I have gotten really busy now that quarantine is pretty much over, so I've been very, very busy with that, but I miss you guys. I miss talking about the things that I'm passionate about, and I really wanted to get started on this episode. In fact, I had told myself, and even a few people who listened, that I was going to discuss cooking and baking, and I am excited to do that one because there is actually a Downton Abbey lavender tea cake recipe that I want to share. But you know how over a few weeks when you don't have time to do something, you kind of lose the inspiration to do what you were planning, and I just felt completely inspired by this this week. And it's actually nighttime. Usually I do this in the morning before my children wake up. And this time, this is after they have gone to bed. So it may sound a little different because I'm in my bedroom and not my handy dandy closet, large closet that I record in. So I digress a lot. So back to Celtic Woman. They're all made up of really Celtic women. They are from that area. They are from Ireland or Scotland usually, and they're all beautiful, and most of them, I believe, have some sort of classical training, and I believe it may even be required. You know, they have the most angelic and beautiful voices that I have ever heard. They can sing, they can dance. Now, when I say dance, I'm not talking about river dance, which is also something that I really, really love and I want to see. And I was kind of disappointed one time when I thought I was going to be able to see them when I got to go see Celtic Woman in concert for the first time. I knew that they had traveled or toured with them before, so I just assumed that that's what they did, but that was not the case. So one day I want to see River Dance. I really, really enjoy following their Instagram stories. So they don't do that kind of that much dancing. They're really meant to look beautiful and to sing, and they change dresses every few outfits. they usually start their tour out, say like Dublin, Ireland, and then they'll record that live. And that will be the PBS special that you can watch. Shout out to all my other PBS fans. Usually, or especially around Christmas time, because they always put out Christmas music, they will show them, whether it's a Christmas special or just, you know, their music in general on PBS around that time of year. I've seen them air it on Thanksgiving. I own one of their DVDs. They put out a CD every year. And the neat thing about it is it's interchangeable. The members of this group change every few years, and let's be realistic, I guess, you know, women, they go on to get married, have children, maybe, or some of them even put out their own solo albums after they are in Celtic Woman. You can't really be in it forever. I don't want to say that they're forced out. I just know that every few years, the lineup changes at least a little. You know, you might have one leave and one come in, or two leave and two come in, and they generally like to have someone who is a violinist. And right now, the violinist is Tara McNeil, and I believe that she is one of my favorite redheads, if I remember correctly. So the women who make it up right now, and I can't remember every single woman's name, so I'm going to have to look that up, but I am familiar with a lot of them who were previous members of the group. Right now, it is Megan Walsh, Chloe Agnew, I hope I'm saying that right, and she doesn't always work with them. I think that she's considered kind of like a guest artist. And then Mayred, I believe that's how I was taught to say it. And if you wonder what I'm talking about, her name is spelled with an M-A-I-R-E with an apostrophe over A and D. And I believe her last name is Carlin. Now, I'm pretty sure that there was one named that in the past. Some of them have similar names. I love those names, though, the ones that are, like, really traditional Irish names. And I always have to look up how do I pronounce that? We thought about naming, you know, some of our children names like that. And I have friends who also have. Or it'll be a name that we say that we are familiar with, but it's just spelled different. I don't want to say that it's a Gaelic way of spelling it, but maybe, perhaps it is. So, I want to say congratulations to Celtic Woman, because they have now been out, I believe they're celebrating, 15 years. And I think that their newest album, let's see, I think it's Homecoming. Or Homecoming might have been the one that I went to go see. And I'll also give you a whole rundown. I know a lot of their albums, but I want to give you guys like a chronological order of the albums. And I'll even give you a review of the songs and the albums, which ones I think are my favorite. And the women, you'll just have to be patient with me while I look that up, because I don't want to give you guys the wrong information. So Chloe, I've seen her perform. She is blonde. Let's just give a few facts, see what we can find. Bear with me and let's see what information we can come up with. It should not be. What should I look at? Let's say Celtic Woman, Ancient Land. I think Ancient Land might be their new album, actually. We're gonna do discography. Okay. Let's find that. Okay. Well, these are all kinds of not in order. So that doesn't really help me out very much. And maybe while I'm looking this up, you guys can Google if you want to, if you're interested in learning more about them. Well, I can tell you, I really thought they started in the 90s. I thought that's what I had learned, like 1999, but this says that they originally started in Ireland in 2004. Let's see, here's some of the members. Lisa Kelly. I did know that, actually. I like watching or listening to her songs. One of my favorites, I mean, I will listen to them in the car, you guys. And I feel like sometimes my family members, which they know me, but they'll see me start playing this, and or they'll hear that, and they'll be like, what are you listening to? Or I listen to them in the shower. If you guys are looking for a really good way to wind down, other than listening to a podcast, Celtic Woman is like the way to go. I mean, it keeps me calm in the car. If you get overstimulated at all, like I do a lot, or if you just kind of want to relax but you want to listen to something, Celtic Woman is the way to go. You can go to Spotify and they have playlists. You can go to Apple Music if you have that, and you can download. I do. I pay for that every month, and you can download their albums. So while I'm looking this up, it says, I mean, I know that they travel all over the world, and while I'm looking for this, I will go ahead and tell you that I saw them, I want to say, in 2019, I believe. Or maybe it's 2018, I'm not sure. But I believe it was Homecoming, that was the tour that I saw, and I kind of feel like I built it up in my head because I had seen the ones that they have recorded, you know, where they're in Dublin, Ireland, and it's this amazing backdrop and set, you know, set. And when you go see them in Birmingham, which is, you know, the kind of concert venue, like, around where I am, when you go see them in Birmingham, and it's kind of a smaller place, you know, it's just not the same. I did see some people there that I knew. That was fun, or at least my husband did. Most of the time, people that are familiar with Celtic Woman are older, I have noticed. And it makes me a little sad. People my age, whenever I mention it, they have no idea what I'm talking about. Like most things, I mean, let's be honest, that I bring up, that I love, most people my age, they have no idea what it is. But I have one guy friend who loves music that sounds very peaceful like that, and also Irish music. So, like, when I introduced him to that, you know, he was like, oh my gosh, like, how have I never heard them? And it's very funny and interesting to me to see, like, a grown man like them. And my husband, he doesn't mind it either. He will let me listen to it whenever I want to. He knows how much I enjoy it, and they cover songs. Some of it is gospel. Some of it may be old songs from in Gaelic. Some of it are covers. They did an Adele song, and it wasn't really the one that I would pick. Water Under the Bridge, I think is what it's called. And definitely could have chose a better one to me, but they do, for instance, they did the Skyrim theme song. If you don't know what that is one of the video games that my husband, one of the few video games that he likes. And they also did a cover of Ed Sheeran's I See Fire from the movie trilogy The Hobbit. One of our favorites, my son, he loves that song. We built it in the car, or whenever we hear it, I felt like they did a very beautiful rendition of that song. I love both Ed Sheeran's version and that version. Ed Sheeran is also someone we have seen, and I will probably have to have an entire podcast on him and figure out how he can be related, because he is one of my favorite artists of all time. As they say, he's a pop artist who literally can do everything and tricks people who typically listen to top 40 music into listening to folk music, Irish folk music, which I find hilarious. But again, I digress. So when I got to go see I'm still looking this up. When I got to go see them, I mean, it was such a big deal to me that I had to get a new dress. I mean, a fancy dress. And I had gotten my hair done at the salon that day. I wore my wedding earrings, you know. I spent all day getting ready. We had a babysitter. We were going to go out to dinner. And then I think everything was closed by the time that we got out. And I was so disappointed. But they would not let you record anything. No pictures and no videos, which is understandable. I, of course, had to buy some merch, some merchandise. I got a shirt. And I think it said, like, live from Dublin, and it had a shamrock on it, or perhaps it was a four-leaf clover. And they sang some of the most beautiful songs, and I really especially love when they finish with, it's one of my favorite songs. I don't know how my mind is going blank. Probably because I'm so tired. You guys, I'm not used to doing this at night. But The Parting Glass, that's it. And if you do listen to traditional folk music, like songs, then you would be very familiar with that song. I was shocked last night when my son and I were watching a movie. It was a cute movie. And it was on Prime, and it was about fairies. We're really into fairies in this house. And they sang that song. And I thought, oh, neat. I've never seen that anywhere else. But I have heard it recorded many, many times over. Another song that Ed Sheeran does, and also Celtic Woman. So it's not hard to see why I kind of flip back and forth between them pretty often. Let's see. So it was some sort of like bagpiping troupe that ended up opening up for them, and they were very good. I was just expecting to see Riverdance, and so I was a little bit disappointed about that, but that's okay. And I just had a lot of fun with my husband that night, and I want to go back. That's definitely not a one-time thing. I think that once you see them, you know, you always want to go back. And the tickets were not, the prices were not horrendous. So that's another reason that I don't mind. When I went to go see Ed Sheeran, and I need to quit talking about it because I want to do a whole, I'm not going to do a segment on it, but I want to do a whole episode. I paid $450 for tickets to see that. So anyways, so you guys, they're so beautiful. Their voices are beautiful. Their dresses are beautiful. It's very, very like ethereal when they sing these songs. And like I said, it's kind of an eclectic, like, set list that they use, but at the same time, it all sounds similar, if that makes sense. So every time they come out with an album, which I completely got off subject from, but it's always something like, you know, about my homeland, or lullabies, or, like the Christmas albums. The names just all seem to be really fitting for them, and they make a lot of sense. And I secretly wish that I could have been in Celtic Woman. I can't help but think, you know, what if I had grown up in the UK, you know, and trained classically, you know, because I do sing. Like, maybe I could have done something like that. And, you know, I didn't have opportunities to do things like that, and that's okay. But that's part of the reason I want my daughter Evelyn to have more of the opportunities than what I did. And so I believe I want her to take violin. My husband kind of looked at me like I was crazy, but then again, not super surprised because he knows me pretty well. I said, you know, I don't want her to do the typical things. Of course, she's already taking ballet. But I said, I want her to learn something like the harp. I have seen them play the harp before when they're singing these songs. The harp or violin or something like that. Something different. Something to where if you stick with it, one day you will find a job doing this. Because it's not something that people typically, you know, do. It's not something that you can just find a lot of people who have that kind of talent or skill set and know how to do. So you're more likely to find a job doing that if that makes sense. I don't know what the appropriate age is for that. She is 4. I think I've heard of people starting that young, but you know, then we have to buy the violin, and I honestly don't know how far we would have to travel to be able to get her to these classes, and I just don't feel like she's emotionally mature enough for it yet. So, if that makes sense to you guys, I mean, I've known other people whose daughters played the violin. Does it sound crazy that I want my daughter to learn how to play the harp? I mean, I played the flute in high school for 5 years, and most people can play the piccolo who play the flute, and you hear that type of instrumentals in songs like this. But I wish I could play the harp or the violin. I mean, it's just gorgeous, you know. And my husband and I sometimes we'll just watch YouTube videos going down the road, you know, listen to music down our back roads in the forest, you know, of people playing covers, and all they're doing is playing the violin. Okay, so let's get back to the discography, because surely I want to find it in the appropriate order and not give you guys the wrong order like they're trying to give me right now. Okay, let's see what this says. It says that the entire group was assembled by someone named Sharon Brown and David Downs. They were musical directors of the Irish stage show River Dance. Well, that makes perfect sense now, doesn't it? See, I just love knowledge. I just love learning new things. And you're probably thinking, well, why didn't you just figure all this out and then write it down beforehand? But when I create these podcasts, I mean, I really might make them going down the road. It's completely organic. These are just my thoughts, and sometimes they can be a bit jumbled, and I don't ever get to discuss these things with people, you know. So, I mean, I'm learning new things about this group that I really love along with you guys, and I think that that's fun. So, let's see what else we can find. Members. Okay, so this is some of the members. Alex Sharp. Remember, these are, remember that these are former members, mainly. We already know about Chloe. Oh, here's a name I can't pronounce. Hey, Fun. How about you guys send me in a voice message if you know how to pronounce this, okay? Because I will butcher it, I know. So this is a capital E with an apostrophe above it, which I don't think that's what those apostrophes are actually called. E-A-B-H-A. McMullen. Interesting. Haley Western. Yes, I am familiar with her. I like listening to her. Lynn Hillary. So we know about her. Yes, the Mayreed. I think that's how you said Mayreed. Carlin. Well, there's another one named Mayreed. Nesbitt. I knew that there was more than one. Ooh, here's a fun one to try to pronounce. It looks like mauve. M-E-A-V. Knee. M-H-A-O-L-C-H-A-T-H-A. I am not even going to attempt that one. But you know, sometimes I will just like watch YouTube videos of people explaining how to pronounce Gaelic names. So I'm gonna have to look those up. Orla Fallon, I know her, I listen to her. Susan McFadden, yes, I'm familiar with her and Terry McNeil. I really thought there was more than that, and there could be more. Have we found it? Yes. Okay. So Celtic Woman came out in 2004. I'm very, very familiar with the album art. The cover art. Every single album, this is interesting to me, I have noticed, you will never see the women who are in the group on the cover. I really wish I could find out who the model that they use is. There is a fiery redhead with these really just kinky tendrils on the cover art of every album. She's got, you know, your typical Irish fair skin. She's a fair maiden with long red tresses, And she's on the cover of every album. So I don't know how she doesn't age. Maybe she isn't real. So, side note, I will have to look up and learn who that woman is. So, Celtic Woman is the first one. 2006 was A Christmas Celebration. And A New Journey is in 2006. And here's something I didn't know. It says that Celtic Woman came out by Capitol Records. Next, Manhattan Records, it looks like, I guess, produced all the other albums. I wonder what happened with that. I don't know. Another thing to go find out. So, let's see. 2008, Celtic Woman, featuring the High Kings, A Celtic Family Christmas. I'm not familiar with that one. I'm sure I know the songs, though. I do know, too, that sometimes they'll have, on an album, a couple of songs, or like a song from another album that they have already put out there. I'm not sure why they do that. I think it's because there's a theme. There's a theme going on with each album, and sometimes like, oh, you know, this song goes with this album's theme. And so that's just my guess. Songs from the Heart, 2009. Believe, 2011. Lullaby, 2011. Home for Christmas, 2012. And now we're really getting into the ones that I am the most familiar with that I listen to all the time. Destiny, 2016. Now, that one, I listen to a lot. And I would like to go and tell you guys some of the songs. Remember, I said that I was going to kind of give a review. Speaking of, before I go any further, Lullaby is very pretty. It's not one that, like, I actually want to ride around and, like, listen to in the car. But if you want something that is really beautiful to lull you to sleep, quite literally, or even your baby, that one is great. They're Christmas songs, too. I mean, when it's Christmas time, that's fun. A New Journey, I like a lot. Celtic Woman, I like that one a lot. I'll have to go back and click on Believe to try to remember the songs. Voices of Angels in 2016. There's another, The Best of Christmas, and it says UMG Recordings, Inc. I have no idea who that is, and I'm not sure why it seems to change up what record label that they're using. Okay, Homecoming, Live in Ireland, 2018. That was the one that I went to see. Ugh, that's amazing. So that's the only one I think, when you buy the album, I guess that it's live. Ancient Land from 2018. Yes. That is the newest one, I think. Yes. And then The Magic of Christmas in 2019. So, I guess if you want to get technical, there is a newer album out, but it's a Christmas album. Let's see what else we can find down here. These are like singles. These are just kind of singles. Compilations. The Greatest Journey. Essential Collection. Ooh, interesting. But that's only up until 2008. So let's go back. I'm going to click on these. And we're going to discuss songs. Boom. Dramatic pause. It says the genre is electronic, style modern classical, and I don't know if I agree. Okay, modern, I don't know about the electronic, but the modern classical and ambient, I do agree with that. Last Rose of Summer, that one's really good. May It Be is one of my husband Randy's favorite ones because it's from Lord of the Rings, and Lisa Kelly did it. Isle of Innisfree, that's a good one. Danny Boy, I really hope you guys already know that song. If you don't know that song, we can't be friends. That one, of course, is good. One World, I always skip through Ava Marie, I don't know why. Send Me a Song. Sula Rune, that one's a really good one. Aronica Flow is catchy, but not one of my favorite ones. Someday, She Moved Through the Fair, that's a good one. So, if you guys remember any of these songs, if you decide to go and download them, then you'll remember the ones that I said that I liked. And if you hear a lot of kind of background noise, I apologize for that this time. But like I said, I'm not being able to record in my usual little, like, studio. And, okay, so back to the songs. Harry's Game's good. You Raise Me Up. That's the Josh Groban song. I was not a fan of the original, but theirs is okay. Let's see. Okay. So, that's for off of Celtic Woman. So, I mean, all in all, that's a lot of good songs. I'm not even going to click on the Christmas Celebration ones. Like, any of the Christmas ones. I mean, a Christmas song is a Christmas song to me. And we're not discussing Christmas. Not yet. Ooh, that's a good idea, though. When it gets closer, when it gets closer to the holidays, I'll definitely do use that as a theme. Good idea. I'm just full of good ideas. I also want to thank you guys for listening to me, because I don't know why anyone would want to listen to me, honestly. Okay, so, A New Journey. Now, genre, classical, folk, world, and country. Style, Celtic, and classical. Okay. New Grange is a good one. Over the Rainbow, which is a cappella, that one's really good. See, they did The Last Rose of Summer again. Caledonia is really good. Carrick Fergus is good. That's an old one. The Voice is all right. Scarborough Fair, that one's pretty good. I like that one a lot, too. Definitely think about putting them into your rotation. Songs from the Heart. Let's check that one out. Okay. Fields of Gold. Interesting little story about that. I can remember a few summers ago, I found that they were having a competition, and I want to say it was right before their Live from Ireland tour. They took on three girls who were teens, and they auditioned. They chose two songs. I believe it was a Celtic Woman song, and then they had to choose like one of their own. And you got to vote and say who you thought would be the best Celtic Woman. And then they got to perform a song. I don't know if it was opening, like the literal opening, but opening up the Live from Ireland tour in Ireland. I can't even imagine. And one of the girls, I couldn't tell you her name right now. I wish I had all that information just right at my fingertips readily, but she was one of the ones that I thought might would win, did. And let me tell you, no offense to Lissa Kelly. And also, you can download any of these women's solo albums. Also, I enjoy listening to them. But the girl who did Fields of Gold, and I want to say, who originally did that song? It was like Sting or something like that. Send me a voice message if you remember that. But the girl that did Fields of Gold live, it was so beautiful. It's one of my favorite, very, very favorite ones to listen to and sing. And I feel like I do a decent job. She did a better job to me than Lissa Kelly. And I really hope that Lissa Kelly never hears this. But it was beautiful. It was amazing. I suggest look it up. Look up Fields of Gold live in Dublin, Ireland, and I guarantee you it will pull that one up. Okay, Amazing Grace, they do a cover of that. It's okay. When You Believe, that's a good one. Isle of Hope, that one's very good, and so is Isle of Tears. Some of them really get me, like they get me teary-eyed. They make you feel like you are leaving Ireland and you're never going back. And you just want to sing about it. You'll Be in My Heart. Maybe it's because I'm thinking about Sting. But that is from Tarzan. My husband loves that one. Galway Bay. Another kind of thing that reminds me of Ed Sheeran because of Galway Girl. But if you don't know, Galway is the most romantic city, supposedly, in Ireland. And it's on my bucket list of places to travel to. I don't really see any more on there that, like, I just love, love, love. Believe. Let's go check that one out. Let's review these songs right here. Awakening, that was pretty good. Nocturne's good. Sailing's all right. The Water is Wide, that's probably one of the better ones. They do a cover of Bridge Over Troubled Water. Black is the Color, that one's good. Follow On's very good. Okay, this one, I don't know how to pronounce. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I do. Let's spell this out. T-E-I-R space. A-B-H-A-I-L-E space. R-I-U. I could sing it for you guys, but I don't want to embarrass myself. That one's a really good one. A Spaceman Came Traveling. That one's good. And I'm pretty sure that they're using space to talk about Jesus. Let's see. Oh, and then the last one, The Parting Glass. God, that's got to be one that you guys listen to. Lullaby, I'm not even going to click on. Home for Christmas. Nope, we're not doing that. Ooh, Destiny. And it's funny to me how they'll also release different versions of each album. I don't know how. I don't know if they're, like, doing it live or adding a live song or just adding another song or I have no idea. My Land is good. Sula Rune's good. Ride On. The Hole of the Moon. I've always said that if I ever get to do another beauty pageant, for it would be have to be a Mrs. pageant, but that, okay. Speaking of, if you do pageants and for your talent you sing and you are looking for a song to sing, I guarantee you, if you will do The Hole of the Moon, the judges will be so impressed that you even know that song. It's perfect and it's upbeat and yet it's beautiful. I mean, you can't listen to the song and not be in a good mood. Okay, so Dragonborn, the Skyrim theme. Speaking of, that makes me feel like they will eventually do more theme songs, like maybe from Game of Thrones. That would be a good idea. Send me a message if you guys think of any other good ones. And I also feel like I've been kind of trying to, like, turn you guys on to Celtic Woman because I feel like my listeners who know me but aren't familiar with them, I can turn you. But also, I always share these to the pages that I belong to in the groups of people who already love these things. So if you are, like, an avid Celtic Woman listener, you know, I'm sorry if I'm telling you things that you already know, but I'm pretty sure you're learning things along with me. So, yeah, if you guys who are just obsessed with them, like I am, think of any songs that you think would be really, really awesome for them to do, I would love to get, like, a suggestion list. Maybe we should start, like, sending that to them. Okay, so How Can I Keep From Singing? That one's good. I See Fire. That one's good. Western Home is good. And When You Go, that's another very upbeat good one. I feel like every album has got like half the number, half the amount that are just amazing, and then the rest are, all of them are good. That's the thing. I can listen to every single song on their albums, you guys. I mean, it's just those particular ones are my very favorites. They're always in the rotation. So that was Destiny. Let's check out Voices of Angels. So yeah, there's a lot of albums, you guys. My Heart Will Go On. Come on, you guys. Tell me that you did not own the Celine Dion album with that on it after Titanic came out. I Love Hope. As She Moved Through the Fair. That one's good. For the Love of a Princess. Okay. You guys are super awesome if you know what that one's from. Okay. It is from one of my husband's very, very, very favorite movies. And that is Braveheart. That is also what my son Wallace was named after. If you guys did not know that, fun fact, my husband's first name is William, but he does not go by that. He goes by Randy, which is short for Randall, his middle name. Which reminds me of Outlander. If you're an Outlander fan, you'll get that. So, we didn't want to, like, name him after him necessarily, you know, name him William, but we thought, oh, how neat would it be, instead of William, we name him Wallace. So, anyways, For the Love of a Princess, that's a good one. And the thing is, that one has no lyrics. Sometimes these songs, especially the ones that are, like, a violin, like, a solo, it's really a treat. It doesn't need vocals, you guys. So, sometimes it's just the instrumentals, and that is one of those. Time to Say Goodbye is good. Walk Beside Me is another beautiful one that I love to sing. There's Danny Boy, You Raised Me Up. See, they put more on there that they've already done. Silent Night. I wonder why they're doing Silent Night if it's the Christmas one. And that one is Voices of Angels. Like I was saying, you know, some of them have themes, and I've already kind of clicked off of them, but I wanted to kind of divulge more of, like, what I mean when I say that they have themes. Okay, we're going to do Homecoming and then Ancient Land, the last two, and maybe I can pay attention. So, Homecoming, okay. Why would these songs have to do... It says that this is a Target exclusive. Okay. Let's see. My Heart Will Go On. Walk Beside Me. Danny Boy. For the Love of a Princess. Westering Home. Water Under the Bridge. The Voice. You Raise Me Up. I'm going to attempt to say this one. Tear a Bill Rue. It sounds like that's what they're singing. The Parting Glass, Time to Say Goodbye. So many of these sound like songs that you sing when you are saying goodbye to someone that you love, kind of. So, but a lot of those are from other albums. And then finally, Ancient Land. Another dramatic pause. Bear with me. And my Wi-Fi, guys. Okay. Ancient Land. The first song is Ancient Land. Homely. Just listen to the names of these songs. I'm going to name all of them. And tell me if you guys feel like there is some sort of correlation. Ancient Land. Homeland. Morlo Shore. Follow Me, County Down, that's a good one. Love and Honor, one that I cannot pronounce, but in parentheses it says Women of Ireland. So I guess that's kind of what it means. That looks like Sieve, S-I-V-E. Shenandoah, that's a good one. Long Journey Home, Tara's Tunes. I'm pretty sure that that's another one where she's just playing the violin. A Fond Kiss, Faith's Song, that's a beautiful one. Garden of Eden, Be Still, Going Home, The Enchanted Way, and Ballroom of Romance. So, I guess I could understand why it's called Ancient Land. So, there's a lot of songs and albums giving you guys ideas if you don't already have them. Some of you are probably like, yeah. Duh, I listen to them every day. But, let's see. I just want to see what kind of fun facts we can kind of get into. Oh, Married Nesbitt. Aha, the other Married. She's a blonde and she plays the violin. She was on there. I want to say she belonged to them longer than anybody else. It's like every time I saw the new lineup, she was there. But she must have finally left because I'm pretty sure that the violinist now is the redhead. Let's see. I want to say Susan McFadden was the one who did the lead vocals. There kind of was like a lead whenever I saw them, actually. Let's see if we can find something interesting. And I listen to Irish music all the time, you guys. It's not just them. So if you want some other good ideas, I just saw them and it reminded me. Celtic Thunder, the Dubliners, they're kind of funny. The High Kings, the Chieftains, the Pogues, they're kind of funny, but there's some classic ones you can look up. Here's who is Rebecca. Okay, this is who it pulled up. People also search for. I find this funny. Enya. Okay. I remember Enya when I was younger, and I didn't know much about her until I was an adult. I did not know she was like an Irish. I think she's Irish. Okay. Nothing against her music. It's pretty. It's just not one that I want to listen to. Now, Lorena McKennitt, I do listen to her. I like some of her songs, but she has a lot more of like a Middle Eastern Indian type influence also, and I'm not into those particular songs. I found it interesting though that she went to classical music, like a classical type school, which so did Ed Sheeran, but she was kicked out, and it's just so funny that she's doing greater than like anybody else that went there, you know, and she did not need their help, and I just thought that was kind of badass. But she does do a song that is it's about, I want to say that is it Lord Byron? I don't want to get into poetry right now because that's going to be a whole nother show. But if you are into anything about King Arthur and Guinevere and my brain once again is not working. Where they lived, you guys. Help me out here. This is one of those total moments where like something that you know so well can't come to you. Camelot. Camelot. Oh my goodness. So Camelot. She does this one song, and it's the Lady of Shalott, and that's what it's about. We are totally into anything involving Camelot and the story, so that's definitely one of my favorite ones. So let's see what else. Best of Celtic Woman. Celtic Woman albums in order, tour, salary. Do I want to know what their salary is? That's okay. Okay. Let's see. Revenue is 2.1K in 2019. What does that mean? What does that mean? That they make $2,000 in the whole year? Well, that's confusing. Are the Celtic women married? Let's click on that, you guys. Okay. Celtic woman singer Susan McFadden, that reminds me. You can totally follow them, you guys, on Instagram. I don't know if you know, if you're already a fan, if you know that or not, but I really enjoy watching their stories, especially when they're actually like about to go on stage, but sometimes they're literally just like doing yoga in their backyard, and they show some of their quarantine, you know, things that they're doing. Let's see, so Susan McFadden has married her fiance. In fact, I think she was pregnant. Okay, I don't want to give false information, but I feel like she was pregnant when we saw her. I could be wrong. Maybe that's why she left. Don't hold me to that though. Let's see. Why did Chloe leave Celtic Woman? I do actually really want to know that. So, again, if you're like a diehard fan like I am, then this should be very interesting to you. In 2012, she was named Female Vocalist of the Year in the Irish Music Awards. Oh, good for her. On the 5th of August, 2013, Celtic Woman announced that she would be taking a break from Celtic Woman to focus on solo projects. Her position was filled by Derry-born singer Mairead Carlin. Okay. So, I guess she just... I don't want to say she got too big for her britches, but maybe she just felt like she, you know, was doing really great and she wanted to go do her own thing. Where is Chloe from? She is a songwriter and an actress from Dublin. Has been singing since she was 14 years old. And she gained fame from being an integral part of Celtic Woman. Okay, that makes sense. Maybe this will answer our question. How much do Celtic Woman earn? Their revenue is $338. Okay, this doesn't make sense to me, you guys. Is this some sort of... I feel like I'm being tricked. I'm not going to look at that anymore because I don't understand it. It can't be right. What happened to the original Celtic Woman singers? Ooh, let's find this out. Fallon. They must be discussing or talking about Orla Fallon. In 2009, Fallon announced that she would be leaving the group to spend time with her family and was replaced by Alex Sharp. Lynn Hillary is an Irish singer. Okay, so now we're discussing someone else. Guitarist and songwriter, original member, I'm just going to call her Mauve, because her name, should I try to pronounce her name? Okay, just for fun, just for giggles. Mauve Ni Mhalchatha. Okay, that was terrible. Decided to leave the group to focus on her solo career. So my guess is people leave to spend time with their families, like it said, and then they just decide that they want to go solo. No offense, because I do love listening to their solo stuff. Because, you know, you can only listen to the Celtic Woman stuff, even though there is a ton of it, so much. I like finding their other, you know, stuff. But at the same time, I feel like they're better in Celtic Woman. But then again, if they didn't leave, we wouldn't get to know all these new singers that they bring in. Okay, you guys, so I am going to stop talking because I can literally talk about them all night long. And I just wanted to tell you guys that I thank you so much. I appreciate my listeners so much. You have no idea. And I'm just laying here in my new little recording spot, looking at my twinkly lights, thinking about the things that we were just talking about. I've got to look up on YouTube before I call it a night. And I hope you guys have a wonderful night. I'm going to listen to all of the more peaceful Celtic Woman songs to help lull me to sleep now. And I just hope you guys have the best week, and I enjoy your voice messages so much, so send them in, and next week hopefully we can discuss the baking episode, and if not, who knows, it may be something else. And I just hope you guys had a fun time listening to me babble on. And I will see you guys next time.